Well, hello, my awesome friends, and welcome back to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope you are all having an absolutely terrific day today. I hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. You guys stayed safe and strong and got some exercise in, enjoyed some time with friends and family. And we're staying busy down here at Health Masters, as always, keeping you supplied with the highest quality supplements in the world. And be sure to check out the website at healthmasters.com if you need anything at all. The Advanced Joint Kit, which the sale will be ending here shortly, is on the website right now for another day. We also have the two-pack on the organic food bucket, staying stocked up on the potassium iodine, the magnesium brain food product of the week, all kinds of stuff. And a lot of stuff's going to be changing over the end of this week, so be sure to jump on it and check it out if you're interested in it right now at healthmasters.com. And I want to first off address something that I've been having a lot of people sending me, and every time, and I've told you guys this in the previous history, and I've been accurate on it majority of the time, anytime there is a major all-encompassing topic that the mainstream media continually reports on over and over and over and over and over again, verbatim across the board, and even a lot of times alternative media will start covering it repeatedly, it's usually because it's going to be used, or the topic or the event may be used to cover up what's really going on. As pretty much everybody has heard, of continual rhetoric about a nuclear incident provocation against Russia, and Ukraine's claiming a dirty bomb by Russia, and Russia's claiming Ukraine's doing it. Understand that all this theater that you're hearing about in the mainstream media is designed to do one thing and one thing only: keep people distracted and keep some of the people completely paralyzed in fear. Fear will paralyze you from being able to function properly from what you need to do. This is why it's so important to train and understand how to defend yourself, so if the time comes, it's more of a natural, you know, response that your body presents instead of having to try to figure out what to do at the time, because fear will paralyze you and hesitation gets you killed. This constant rhetoric that you're hearing from over there is designed to spool something up. Now, is something going to happen over there? Are they going to try to do some false flag on either side back and forth? More than likely. Not surprised between the two. This entire war has been nothing but pure obfuscation and theater. Russia, as we've talked about repeatedly, could have gone in and controlled and dominated the entire country of Ukraine with a very, very quick blitz invasion within the first couple of weeks. They have the manpower, they have the infrastructure, they have the weaponry, and they have the battalions and all the armored divisions. They could have easily done that. That wasn't something that was difficult. But they continually did this soft roll-in in order to allow Ukraine to spool up and collect billions upon billions of dollars in United States military weapons. Always remember that. It's almost all of it's been U.S. military. That's basically as far as the weapon systems that have been gone into Ukraine over the last, you know, 8-9 months now that we've seen. And they've allowed Ukraine to continually have this back and forth with Russia, back and forth with Russia. Oh, now the gas pipeline. Oh, the gas prices are going up. Oh, the fuel's going up because of Ukraine. Oh, the wheat's going up, Ukraine. This entire war has been nothing but pure theater. It's designed to do one thing and one thing primarily, to keep people distracted and focused on what the main problem is what they're telling them is the main problem is, and why the prices are going up and inflation's occurring and all these things are getting more expensive, completely and totally obfuscating from the fact that they printed over $6 trillion in a year and a half period under Donald Trump and under the bumbling buffoon Biden, all under the guise of COVID bailouts and COVID vaccine, you know, cost and, you know, all the stimmy checks and all the other nonsense that they put out there. They knew what they were going to do, and this was the biggest, largest, most effective transfer of wealth we've ever witnessed in the United States. And this is exactly what it's done. That's why they said the top billionaires all became, you know, their net worth in general combined grew another $3 trillion, while the lower class individuals lost $3 trillion of their overall savings and wealth. It was a total transfer of wealth. And what we're watching now is this theater to try to cover up anything else that's happening right now. Why isn't any mainstream media talking about the fact that Pfizer is completely and totally still trying to obfuscate from what they did with this shot? Well, because Pfizer produces 60 to 70% of their ad revenue every single week. I saw a post the other day. I sent it to Dad the other day, and I actually looked up the quotes, and they were accurate. And it was interesting because it went into detail on the complete and total lie that we were told. Here's some quotes from all the main individual talking head clowns that you see on the clown theater show regularly. And most of these quotes were from last year in 2021. Now they continually tell you on mainstream television. Now, nobody said you wouldn't get COVID if you were vaccinated. Oh, we didn't say it was going to stop transmission. Oh, they asked her in that parliament meeting the other day. Oh, no, we were working to speed of science. We had to get the vaccine to market. We never tested it to see if it was going to transmit anything. Well, ironically enough, Dr. Fauci in 2021, Anthony Fauci quotes, when people are vaccinated, they're not going to get infected. That was a direct quote from him. Bumbling buffoon Biden, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. Quote from Biden. Another one from Walensky, the CDC director. Vaccinated people do not carry the virus and they don't get sick. That was the very beginning of 2021 when it was starting to roll out. Rachel Maddow, MSNBC communist news host, she said, now we know the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops. That was also at the end of 2020 when the vaccines started to roll out. Bill Gates, I guess COVID expert, I guess now he's just deemed the COVID czar of the world. He stated, everyone who takes the vaccine is reducing their transmission. Of course, all these are complete lies. Last one, Albert Bourla, Pfizer CEO, there is no variant that escapes the protection of our vaccines. That was right when they first rolled out at the end of 2020. Now, isn't it funny how every single one of those quotes was a complete and total bold-faced lie? Nothing that they told us was truthful whatsoever. So why in the world do you think anything you're hearing right now about Ukraine and Russia is even remotely factual of what's actually happening behind the scenes? The answer is it's not. Nothing you're hearing right now is truthful. Everything is orchestrated, designed to keep you focused on certain things and not focus on other elements that are currently going on right now. Ironically enough, this is one of the reasons why they've been doing everything they can to absolutely deplatform and censor Kanye West. He spoke with paparazzi and fans on Friday night, and he basically said now he proved his point. The big Hollywood bigwig, Ari Emanuel, demanded he be canceled and put out of work. And he's proven the exact point that I made. Endeavor CEO Ariel Zeev Emanuel, a very, very prominent Jewish business owner that owns a significant portion of the Hollywood media, widely considered to be the most power executive in Hollywood, wrote an open letter to Financial Times on Wednesday demanding that all of Kanye West's concerts be canceled, his music be banned from Apple and Spotify, and his partnership with Adidas ended immediately. Emanuel said that Yee should not be allowed to work again until he is willing to be re-educated on the consequences of anti-Semitism, end quote. And Kanye West went on to say, I want to talk about this Jewish comment. It's proven my exact point that I made. So many actors are being bullied behind the scenes. So you even have people like Ari Emanuel asking people not to do business with me. That's how this town has been running so long. They'll mute you. They will mute you at all cost. They're afraid of us not being afraid of them anymore, and we're not afraid anymore. My life was threatened for having political opinions, and I will not be silenced any further. Now, ironically enough, if you guys have heard anything he has said over the last 2 weeks, he hasn't made any type of negative racial comments against Jewish individuals. He hasn't made comments that were negative or derogatory towards the Jewish race. Actually, quite contradictory. He's not said anything negative about him at all. What he clearly said was there are some mainstream heavy hitters that are predominantly all Jewish executives that completely run and dominate the entire Hollywood and music industry, and that they make sure nobody can say things that they're not allowed to say. And he just proved his point even further now. Now that he has made that comment, he is now being told by one of the largest producers in Hollywood that he needs to be fully canceled, removed off every music device, Apple application, and have his shoe contract canceled. This right here proves my point that I have said for a decade. Find out who you can't criticize, and you will find out who's running the show. It is so important that people stop being blinded by this concept of, should I say, political correctness. I'll make it very clear on that, that you can't make a comment about a certain individual or a certain person or a certain owner, because if you do, you're a racist or you're a bigot or you're a homophobe or whatever they want to label you with, you're anti-Semitic. The whole concept of the United States of America with the First Amendment was founded on people being able to express their opinions and their feelings freely. Now, they may not always be correct, by all means. They may not always be accurate, by all means. But it doesn't matter. It comes down to the fact that that is your right ingrained in a constitutional republic that was built with the Constitution. If you have something you want to say, you have a right to say it, other than as far as the excerpt of coming in and start making death threats or violent, you know, threats towards individuals. Obviously, that falls under the category of, you know, violent threats, great bodily injury threats. You can't go do that. But as far as coming out with stuff and saying, yes, this individual is running the show. This individual is telling me I can't say anything. These individuals are censoring me and telling me I'm not to speak the truth. That is when you start realizing that we're running into a very, very slippery slope, but we're also making leeway because finally people are starting to talk about the individuals behind the curtain, the unseen hand, the Wizard of Oz, so to speak. But when he said he made that comment, Kanye West said that comment, he said, they're afraid of us not being afraid of them anymore, and we're not afraid anymore. That was one of the most valid comments he said in a long time because that is the point that everybody has to start getting to now. People have to stop being afraid of offending certain individuals because they're going to be upset you make a comment about them. I don't mean running around being completely belligerent, insulting people. I don't mean that whatsoever. But coming around and talking about the truth, talking about facts, talking about situations that are actively occurring, and then being told you can't talk about that, that's misinformation. That is the very definition of tyranny. This is why it is so crucial that you, my friends, continue to stand up and get the truth out there. Speak freely, speak boldly, and speak loudly for whatever your convictions are. Don't worry about the backlash anymore because we're starting to realize everything that we've been saying for the last 10 years about who's running the show, who's doing the operations, what they're really doing, and the lies they've been telling us, clearly now we're seeing it is all been accurate. And if you know the truth, it's your requirement, your duty as a patriot to speak it. So I just want to get that out there first thing and encourage people. As we see these things start to occur and there's more and more and more direct censorship or the attempt to censor, it just means we have to yell the truth that much louder than the lies. What do you think, Deb?
It's the new Gutenberg press, Austin. It's the internet. It's a double-edged sword for the globalists because it allows shows like this to go out and other shows. You know, there are a lot of other shows that talk about the same kind of things that we talk about. Just I've never heard of another show yet that combines all the stuff together that we talk about, except for our show, and we try to make it unique that way. And I thank God Almighty because it's certainly not something that I'm doing in my own power or my own abilities. It's the Holy Spirit sends me a lot of information on an ongoing basis in order to share with everybody, and also does that with Austin to share with you folks. And so you got to go back to the ADL and how it was started over 100 years ago and how it was pushed to form the Jewish state. There was tremendous anti-Semitism against the Jews 120, 130, 140 years ago. They've been banned out of a lot of countries. The international banking cartels have been banned multiple countries, multiple times, over 100 different countries over the years, over the centuries, because of the exact same thing that Kanye West was talking about. This Kabbalist influence that they have, this satanic influence from the Zohar, has been something that has been steeped through them for literally for a millennium, two millennium. And it was that same group of people that basically Jesus ran out of the temple. It was that same group of people he called the children of the devil. It's that same group of people that were basically the Luciferians, the synagogue of Satan, which it talks about repeatedly in the Bible, in the book of Revelation several times. And it's that same group of people that's constantly doing all of this stuff, which is what we talk about all the time. It's the same group of people that took down the trade towers, the same group of people that put us into World War I, put us into World War II, put us into the Korean War, put us into the Vietnam War for the drugs they were running and smuggling through with the CIA. It's always the same people. And it's the Kabbalist Luciferian sect. Now, it's not the quote-unquote Jews. You got to remember that because, you know, Hillary Clinton's not Jewish. Neither is Bill Clinton. But the problem is they claim to be Jews at the highest levels, but they are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. The Bible says that in those words, but Christians don't want to see that. They want to completely ignore it and tell them the Bible doesn't say that because it doesn't match up with their narrative of the Scofield Reference Bible that we've talked about in depth before on the show, and I'm not going to do that today, and who Samuel Untermyer was and what he did. So all of this stuff is continually doing the same thing that it's been doing for over 100 years, and that's promoting this destruction of this world that we currently have, which is Western civilization, which is based on Christianity. And there's a really good article from the Federalist, and it says, the left's war on history is really a war on the God of the Bible. America, as we know it, is the product of the revolution of the Bible, but now the biblical inheritance is under siege. And he goes on to say that basically at the first national convention, This man spoke about the left's goal of unmaking America's culture and community. He spoke about the unmaking of God and unmaking of the Bible. This year, he went to talk about their efforts to unmake history, specifically the history of our country and our founding and the revolution on which we're based. And then he goes, he takes as a point of his departure the words of John F. Kennedy at the inaugural address in 61, when he famously reminded his generation, "We dare not forget that we are the heirs of that first revolution." He meant, of course, the revolution of 1776, which he described as grounded in the belief that rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. That's why I tell you guys repeatedly, I know Kennedy had some personal issues. I got that right with Marilyn Monroe and all the rest and all the women he was running around with. But he's my favorite president of my lifetime. John F. Kennedy is. You think, well, he's a Democrat. Stop that. Stop that paradigm stuff. He was telling the truth about what was happening. Then he had his basically meeting when he's met with the newspaper association, and I played this for you before the show, in which he says that they're being controlled by a vast conspiracy, a network that operates by covet means. And then, of course, he's talking about the international Kabbalist Luciferian banker cartels, and they're basically their attempt to remake the entire world underneath their image of their snake god. And when you understand who they are, you start to realize very, very quickly that this is not something that's going to go away. This thing has been here for a long, long, long time, and if we don't take a look at it and basically understand that they're controlling both sides of the narrative, they're controlling Donald Trump. They're controlling Joe Biden. Remember what Kuhn Lieb, the banker, said? And I quote this probably about, you know, every couple of months. Americans must see that they're being played by the drama, the fear, the hate of the left-right paradigm, as we are horrified at the violence and chaos and the financial ruin being caused by the mass immigration to Europe, the mass manipulation of the stock market, the mass manipulation of precious metals, all of the immigration to Europe, Canada, the U.S. And they're telling us that if we don't have tolerance, we're basically, you know, racists. I mean, everything's a racist. You know, Henry Obama started that mess. Everything, you don't like what I did, you're a racist because I'm black and you don't like me. It's just stupid. I mean, if you're promoting pedophilia in children, I don't like you because you're a pervert. If you're married to a guy, you're right. You're a guy. I don't like you either because, again, you're involved in perversion. I don't listen to you. Now, I'm tolerant of you because, you know, I'm not going to judge you as far as that's concerned except for what the Bible says about it. And I'm not going to try to have you put in jail. But don't ask me to endorse you. Don't ask me to love what you're doing. And don't ask me to participate in your weirdness. And don't try to push it on my children. Just do your own thing. Those people have been around since Sodom and Gomorrah. We already know how God feels about that. And just let God deal with them. That's how I look at it. But don't be, you know, threatening to kill them and all the other stuff that people do. It's crazy when people do that. And pray for them that they're going to understand who Jesus is and they're going to stop that type of behavior. Remember back right after World War I, the Kuhn Lieb partner, Otto Kahn, he had one of the largest homes in America, just the second largest home in America underneath the Biltmore estate, by the way. He was one of the founding members of the Federal Reserve Bank. Otto Kahn complained that the Kabbalist bankers explained that the Kabbalist bankers remake the world by creating artificial conflicts and determining the outcome of these conflicts. That includes the world wars, the Cold War, and the phony left-right gridlock. And he goes on to say, "We shall purify the idea of God." Now, remember, this is all before the formation of Israel. This is before Israel. He goes, "We shall," this is his quote, "We shall purify the idea of God by identifying it with the nation of Israel, which has become its own Messiah. The advent of it will be facilitated by the final triumph of Israel." Now you think, well, come on, Ted, you really never talked about this before. No, I have, but you guys, I'm reading you and telling you exactly what his quote was now. That's because they really believe, these Kabbalists do, they have to remake the entire planet. The same guys who control and run Israel, they have to remake the entire planet basically in the image of their god, which is Lucifer, which is why they're pushing this transgender agenda so hard, which is why the number one homosexual destination in the world is Israel. You got to see it. You think, well, this is awful. You're anti-Semite. No, I'm not. Why don't you just Google it? Google the number one homosexual destination in the world. Just Google it, and you'll find that's going to be Tel Aviv. And you think, well, that's awful. Well, yeah, it is awful. But the problem is, though, they don't see anything wrong with this. They don't see anything wrong with being a homosexual. They don't see anything wrong with this weird stuff they believe in. They don't see anything wrong with, you know, promoting Black Lives Matter. They don't see anything wrong with any of this stuff because they are the synagogue of Satan. They are Luciferians. And we talked about that in depth last week and what they believe. And this is the same group that was running the planet 2,000 years ago. It's the same group that Jesus literally wrenched the world from, the Western civilization from, when he died on the cross and created a blood covenant for you and for me to the Most High God and gave us the power and the authority over these people and these entities that rule these unseen realms. That's what the Bible says. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. And we've got to understand that. Now, of course, I'm not talking about all Jews. I'm not talking about that. Probably 95% of the Jews have nothing to do with any of this stuff. They just want to just be left alone, live their lives, have their businesses or their careers or their jobs, and just not be bothered by anybody. But it's the 5% of these guys, or the 2% or whatever they are, the 1% of these guys that are the Kabbalist, Luciferian, Synagogue of Satan group that the Bible talks about, that's always doing all this mischief everywhere, all these horrible things. And they're the ones that Stanley Kubrick did that movie Eyes Wide Shut about, all this Kabbalist, Luciferian stuff. And when you strip away the veneer, it has nothing to do with Judaism. It goes all the way back to the ancient Canaanite religions before Judaism ever existed. It goes back to the worship of Baal and Moloch and Asherah all the way back to Noah. That's where it's coming from. It's coming back from the fallen angels in Genesis chapter 6, because that's how they receive their sustenance from this planet. It's from the sacrifice of little ones, from children, of innocents. And that's why Jesus looked at them right and said to them, leave the little kids alone. I'm paraphrasing. If you do this with these kids, it's better for you to basically have a millstone tied around your neck and thrown into the deepest parts of the sea, because he knew what they were doing at night. And he knew it because he was, remember, at this time he'd already come into his own. The Bible said he'd already been made perfect in the book of Hebrews, and because he understood who he was. Can you imagine what it must have felt like for Christ? I mean, he's a little baby. He's just, you know, born as an infant. He doesn't know he's God. He has no idea he's God. He's just a baby. He's a baby. He's wanting to get fed. You know, he's going to, you know, poop in his diaper. So, I mean, he's just a baby. He doesn't know. He's not, at that point in time, he didn't realize who he was. After he went through puberty, remember, he was left in the temple and he was about his father's business. He started realizing. Can you imagine what it must have felt like for Jesus when he started realizing that he was part of the triune Godhead and he was with God in the beginning, like the book of John says, and he was God, and that he saw the creation, the formation of the world, and he knew who Adam and Eve was, and he saw all of this stuff, and all of a sudden he started to understand what it was and who he was, and he started remembering all this stuff. And finally, you know, he showed us the most excellent way, how to walk in love. I mean, he washed his disciples' feet. He taught us servant leadership. He taught us how to love one another, support one another, and be reciprocal with one another. That's the biggest frustration I get with some people who claim to be Christians. There's no reciprocity. You know, Christians aren't supposed to be takers. We're supposed to be givers. You're supposed to be able to help other people. They're supposed to help you. It's supposed to go back and forth. And if we ever understood that as Christianity and what it is, that the reason they know you're my disciples because you love one another and you support one another, the whole world will change. I remember years ago I went to a Christian men's retreat in Cancun, Mexico. And we had a whole group of believers. This is the only time I've ever seen this happen, by the way. And we had about a dozen of us. And we were running around and we were going to different beaches and we were hanging out together. And we were paying each other's cab fare. We were buying each other's meals. And everybody was giving liberally among each other. And nobody thought about it. It was no big deal. It was the most unique experience that I've ever had. And that only happened to me once. But it happened. And I thought to myself, this is what true Christianity is all about. I remember years ago I had a good friend of mine, and he had worked for a company called Dickey Scales, and he had issues with his job, and he had to restart another business, and he wasn't doing real well financially, and he came by, and I was talking to him, and I gave him $500. I'm not going to mention any names here because he's a dear friend. I love him. I love his wife. They're super good people. And then I went to the pantry, and I started loading up bags of groceries, and I said, here, take this. Let me know if you need more. And to this day, in fact, it's funny, I forgot all about this, that I had done this about 20 years ago. And I was having dinner with him and his wife, you know, with Sharon, you know, about 6 months, 8 months ago. And I remember he brought that up to me. And he said, you're the only person that did that. And I said, really? I said, I had forgotten I had done that. Because, you know, I try to help people as much as I possibly can. But I really, honestly, I'd forgotten that I'd done any of that. But the point is, that's what we're supposed to do one with another and help each other. That's why when you guys support Health Masters, I appreciate it. I really do. It means the world to me. Because you know that we have to pay for the show. We've got to pay for the production of the show. We have to pay for the stored archives. We've got to pay salary at Health Masters. And when you support us and get your toothpaste and your deodorant and all that kind of stuff from us, it shows me the reciprocity that you have and the love that we have for one for another. Now, I've told you this before. I'm going to say it again. Whether you buy anything from Health Masters, I still prayed for you this morning. Now, I do will say this. I do pray special prayers for the people that support us financially. I do. I'm not going to pretend like I don't do that, because I do. Special blessings for those folks. And so when you do that, it really means the world to me. And all the really nice letters you guys are sending me. Oh, my gosh, the nice letters. It's amazing to me. Thank you so much when you email askdrtedb@yahoo.com. Let me go back to this article, though. This is very important about this Illuminati Kabbalah strategy. In his book, Geneva versus Peace from 1937, the Comte de Saint-Allure, who was the French ambassador to London from 1920 to 1924, recall a dinner conversation with Otto Kahn, which took place shortly after World War I. And however, it's hard to find this stuff now because a lot of these books have been seized and have been taken and they have never been put online to look up because I've tried to. And he says, ask why bankers would back Bolshevism or communism, a system supposedly against private ownership. Otto Kahn, tugged on his enormous cigar and explained that the bankers create apparent opposites to remake the world according to their specifications. This is Kabbalah. That's what this is. He says, you say that Marxism is a very antithesis of capitalism, which is equally sacred to us. It is precisely for this reason they are direct opposites to one another, that they put into our hands the two poles of this planet and allow us to be its axis. These two contraries, the Bolshevism and ourselves, find their identity in the Comintern, which means the international parties of communism, etc., and basically remaking the world in their image. These opposites meet again in the identity of their purpose and end in the remaking of the world from above by the control of riches and from below by revolution. Our mission consists in promulgating the new law and creating a god. This is Kabbalah again. This is the resurrector serpent god. That is to say, to purify the idea of God and realizing it when it shall come. And we shall purify the idea by identifying it with the nation of Israel, which has become its own Messiah. The advent of it will be facilitated by the final triumph of Israel. Our essential these are all quotes, guys. Our essential dynamism makes us use the forces of destruction and forces of creation, but uses – this is Kabbalah again – but uses the first to nourish the second. Our organization for revolution is evidenced by the destructive Bolshevism and for the construction by the League of Nations, which is also our work. This is, all these are true facts. Bolshevism is the accelerator of the League, is the brake for the mechanism of which we supply both the motive force and the guiding power. What is the end? It is already determined by our mission. It is formed of elements scattered throughout the whole world, but cast in the flame of the faith in ourselves. We are the League of Nations, which contains the elements of all others. This is the United Nations now, which is completely focused right on them. And Israel is the microcosm of the germ of the city of the future. And this is why they want to bring us into this group of, how should I say, the people who follow the Noahide laws, which means if you believe in Jesus Christ, you're going to be beheaded because this is against their belief in what they're trying to promote here. They use Hegelian dialectic, which is the process of creating adversaries, you know, thesis and antithesis, and surviving and achieving a synthesis which corresponds to their goals in the process, potential opponents are eliminated. Now, I'm going to post this article again because you guys need to read this, but I want you to understand that this group of bankers, this satanic group, and their Masonic lackeys, they're trying to erect this world police state and to control us by fraud and by force and by their words and by their ADL and all the rest of the stuff they've created. And this is exactly what they've run into with Kanye West. And Kanye West, basically, he's coming in now and he's saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm not out of control. I'm just not in their control. That's one of his quotes. I am not out of control. I'm just not in their control. Because he's actually pointing out now, which is always something that happens to these guys. This is why they got thrown out of so many countries, because once people start to realize this ugliness of this and what they're doing and how they're trying to completely control the planet through money and the creation of fiat currency, they start to understand that this synagogue of Satan, this Luciferian sect, this Kabbalah sect, this basically the ones that use Baphomet and Ein Sof and all these things as their principal gods and their images they want to try to worship, that these people are sick puppies. They're really sick, and we don't want these people running the planet. But what they've done this time, and Austin's right about this, they're controlling the media, and they're controlling the media spin on the COVID narrative because they want you to understand from their perspective why this COVID is good and why it's not bad, and they're continuing to lie to the general population, which I hate to say this, you know, probably 60% of the population is still planning on taking COVID booster shots. They still believe the lies because they're so entrained by CNN or ABC or CBS or ABC that they don't understand that it's all a focused lie to try to force them to do what they want. And they continue to hide all the stuff. And they tell you, they say, the government says if you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't have anything to hide. Well, here's my question. If that's true, shouldn't the government declassify everything? I'm asking you that. If they want us to basically pretend like it's okay to spy on us and expose everything that we ever do ever in the history of the world, then why can't we expose all of the stuff with the Kennedy assassination? Why can't we expose the stuff with the Roswell? Why can't we talk about what happened in World War I and World War II? And why can't they promote the use and the reading of the book The Bad War? Why can't they do all of this stuff and figure out a way that they can basically explain both sides of the narrative and let us know and let us make our own decision? They don't want to do that. They want to control the narrative of what you hear and what you believe. Now, I'm going to say something here. This is important. God is not unipolar. There's not a good God. There's not a bad God. There's just God. All right? He's omnipresent. It says, the Bible says he's light. Okay, and where there's light, the darkness can't prevail. When God comes in, and he's pure light, pure energy, pure love, when he comes in, there's not a good side of God. There's not a bad side of God. There's just God in his omnipresence, glory, and the goodness that's within him. People don't understand that, but they don't like that. They got to create unipolar. You got bad, you got good. You got good, you got bad. So they can create apparent opposites, because God's not opposite. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that way they can create friction in the middle and cause energy to be released to control the attention field. This is what they call it, about the planet, to control every thought and every mind, which is, again, the same reason. They're tying it all into 5G through a D-Wave computer to try to control your very thoughts. And that's one of the reasons they're using the COVID vaccine. Not only is it a depopulation agenda because of sterility and what it's going to do and killing all of these people literally by the millions, and billions have been injected now, it's also a way to get nanocircuitry and nanotechnology and all the other things into you to release free iron into your system, as some people are saying now. And all of the other stuff that they're doing basically is just to control the population of the planet. What they're doing is they're asset stripping the United States. Heck, they're not just asset stripping the United States. They're asset stripping the whole world. And it's the same group that always does this. They've already done it to South Africa. They've done it to almost all the African countries. They've done it to Libya. They've done it to Syria. They've done it to Germany. They've done it to France. It's what they do. It's when they control the production and the of money through their fiat system, and they make all this phony money that doesn't have any value as far as the paper itself, at that point in time, they can tell you what it's worth. And when they tie you into that world grid, that Chinese credit store grid that they already developed in China, same group did that too, then that way they can tell you what you can and can't buy. And Austin talked about this last week. But I want to cover that with you, too, because Austin's absolutely right. And Kennedy came out with a video you guys need to watch, the real Anthony Fauci. It's like a little over an hour long. You need to watch it. It's based on his book that he wrote. And it just shows you the corruption of Anthony Fauci, the corruption of the National Institutes of Health, the corruption of the CDC, and how these people, if it wasn't because they were being supported because of Jeffrey Epstein and all the bribing and all the blackmailing and all the corrupt officials that have been appointed and placed in the positions of power of the federal government, these people would be in jail. All of them would. Oh, every single one of them would be in jail if they get true charges pushed against them because of the fraud they've done. But this thing has to be shown from the rooftops. And we got to realize it's not the New World Order they want. They've already had that for years. They want the old world order back, where they have open human sacrifice, open homosexuality, open transgenderism, open raping of children, and on and on and on. They want that filth back because they believe that if the world gets bad enough and sick enough, it's going to resurrect their serpent god. That's the goal of Sabbatain Zevi from 1666. That's what he said. He's another Kabbalist. It's like Isaac Newton was a Kabbalist. I mean, all these people, when you really dig down into it, they always promote their own. The Kabbalists promote Kabbalists. Kabbalists promote the filth. Kabbalists promote the pornography. Kabbalists promote 9/11. Kabbalists. Oh, that's why there's a really good book out there you read that you need to read. I need to cover it again on a show. It's been a couple of years. It's called The Most Dangerous Book in the World, 9/11 as a Mass Human Sacrifice. You need to read that book. That's a really, really good book, and I believe it's available as a free PDF. But always remember, keep your hearts and minds in Jesus, because he is the author. He is the finisher. He is the perfecter of our faith. He came down here to deliver us from this. That's why the Bible says you need to protect us from the evil one in the Lord's Prayer. I mean, we have to understand that God understands who Satan is. You know, something happened in the garden where apparently this entity, whatever it is, took control of this planet because of Adam and Eve, and we're having to deal with this mess still. But we don't have to worry about him, to be honest with you guys, because we have authority in Christ. Because where is thy victory, O death? Where is thy sting? When as soon as we leave here, we go to be with Jesus. We don't die and go to hell. We don't die and just disappear. We die and live in eternity with God Almighty, and we basically get to go to heaven. And so that's the thing that Jesus gave us on the cross. When God looks at us, he doesn't see us anymore. He sees Jesus. And as soon as you leave this planet, you go immediately to God. And we need to understand that. And that's why these guys hate God. That's why they're trying to get rid of Christianity, because they don't want us to have hope in a future in heaven with God. They don't have a hope in a future on this planet being protected by the Most High God through a blood covenant. This is why I pray every single day for you guys. I station angels around each of you. I plead the blood of Jesus over each of you. And I put a hedge of thorns around each of you. And I pray that you have resolve. And I pray for protection. And I pray for blessings. And so many of you told me, yeah, man, you've been praying for us. Our life's been doing great. And I don't take that lightly, because I prayed about this before I made this decision to do this years ago. And I prayed to God. I said, you got to let me know, because I can't do this myself. This is too big of a net to throw over all these, you know, millions of listeners we have. I said, you're going to have to help me through the Holy Spirit. But then Holy Spirit kind of showed me, through God, all things are possible. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And guys, listen to me. We're all part of the same family. I love you guys. I appreciate all the great letters you sent me. You guys are absolutely amazing. Remember, it's always about Jesus. Austin, what do you think, buddy? What's your next story?
Absolutely. Funny you made the comment. You're exactly right about it. He said when people make the government makes the statement like, oh, well, if you're not doing anything bad, you shouldn't have anything to hide. We should be able to spy on everything and monitor everything and eavesdrop on everything and record everything. And you should just be okay with it because you're not doing anything bad. Well, yeah, why is it that half the time, every time we get a Freedom of Information Act request, 90% of everything's blacklist redacted? How come we had to have a federal court judge basically file an injunction against Pfizer because Pfizer said they weren't going to release the COVID vaccine data that was so safe and effective they needed 75 years to release it? That's interesting. How is it that we can go down, I think, 36,000 feet under the water in some of the deepest, submarine exploration dives, but yet suddenly you're not allowed to even fly around Antarctica whatsoever. It's a no-fly zone. You get shot down for your protection. By who shoots you down? I'm still haven't gotten that clarified yet. You're not allowed to go down to Antarctica. No, can't go down there. You look at the penguins on the little peninsula that pokes out, and that's it. You're not allowed to go down there. That's exactly right. If we're talking about full transparency, then it needs to be full transparency. If it's not, then we absolutely have any more right than the government at anything to be protected and be private and be secure in our belongings and our homes and not be recorded. So I tell you all the time, don't bring those smart devices in your house. Don't be bringing a Leskas in there, Lexas in there, whatever they're called, those things. I mean, people still buy them. The other brands that have them, they listen to you all the time. Turn your phone permissions off. Put in a Faraday box, one of the bags, that blocks it off. If you're not using it, you don't really need it. Do certain things to at least protect your privacy as best as possible, because it's pretty difficult nowadays. And the fact of the matter is, it has nothing that I have something to hide. So I don't want my privacy being invaded by some government entity or some individual in the NSA that just wants to record and monitor everything, like the Amazon Alexa, who just monitors everything you say and then suddenly, accidentally releases recorded information. Like they've said before, oh, we didn't mean to record that. We documented certain things we shouldn't have heard in your house. My bad. It's because it's on all the time. Anybody that believes those things only trigger when you say their words is living in some type of fantasy land. They listen to everything all of the time. That's what they're designed to do. And the sad part is people actually buy them and put them in their house because, it's too much work to say – or it's too much work to flip the lights on. I have to say, Alexa, flip the lights on because, I can't go through the arduous journey of walking over to the light switch and turning that on 10 feet away from me. That's too much for me to do. Don't start allowing technology to start using you and recording you. You use technology as a tool, not as a crutch. That's always very, very important. Also, too, in other news, this is something that was interesting. This article came out yesterday from The Atlantic, and this is a far-left paper all the time. They always come up with this hardcore communist stuff, but I thought it was interesting how they're starting to already tell you what they're going to do. This is under the science listing of The Atlantic. This is the title by Jacob Stern. This is the title of the article, "The Mask That We Will Wear in the Next Pandemic. The N95s are good, but scientists want to do much better." The mask we'll wear in the next pandemic. Not if there was another pandemic, what mask will we wear? Not these are future masks if there were anything to occur. The mask we'll wear in the next pandemic. And ironically enough, it goes right in here and talks about how the vaccines are good and all the drugs are good and the antiviral treatment's good. But something that's undertaking right now is the perfect mask that people can wear all of the time. I'm not joking. You can look at this article up. I'm not going to read you a whole thing about it because I'm not going to give it any credence. But what's interesting about it, one part of it, it talks about how they're building a semi-transparent mask that you can basically stick on your face. Another one is a mask for babies with a pacifier inside. Do you see what I said, guys? A mask for babies with a pacifier inside. So you strap a big half mask on their face so they can breathe through it because it's for their safety and protection, remember? We're only dropping down oxygen levels 20, 30, 40% in the body, because it's for your safety and protection. We're doing it to protect you. All this to protect you. This is all about making the peasants faceless. It's about removing your identity. That's one of the main goals that they wanted to do, and that's always one of the main things that they have done. And a lot of the cultic symbolism is they remove your identity. You become just another thing. This is why you see a lot of the covers of magazines and music covers when they have these Illuminati individuals that are in there. They're always doing this where they're covering up half their face. They're covering up one eye. Half of their face is shadowed out. It's about removing your identity. It's about taking who you are away. And realistically, if you really want to get into it, it's about who you are in Christ Jesus and removing you and just making you another number on a sheet, just another individual for them to extract something out of you. That's what it's all about. That's why Dad said in that movie, Eyes Wide Shut, I don't recommend it. If you ever see it, watch it edited. They're always about their Babylonian parties and their orgies where they're wearing masks. They do that all the time. That's what the goat symbolism is about. They always talk about and they show the constant goat with horns. That's Baphomet. All this stuff is designed to make you lose your identity, and that's why here we have an article saying the mask will wear in the next pandemic. They are already brewing something up behind the scenes. They're already getting it ready. This COVID pandemic was entirely too successful because people went along with it entirely too much, and that's an understatement if I ever made one. This is why I've continued to tell you, make sure you become more and more educated on all various topics and understand what's being done behind the scenes to try to change and mold and shape your thought pattern, how you think. Once you start to have all the mechanisms click in your brain and you start looking at things differently, you'll start realizing that enormous, enormous portions of what we see on a regular basis is all designed to control our groupthink, designed to control how we look at things and how we monitor things and how we perceive things.
That's exactly right.
Obviously, yeah. Obviously, there are certain things that you're not going to change. There's certain elements that you may have that are ingrained in you. But one thing that they've been doing now, and this is why I've been so stinking vocal about it, and so many people get so flustered, so weird when I bring this topic up, because we can't say that you're gonna offend the 0.01% of the transgender people that want to run around and be, you know, transvestites. And my simple fact is, I don't care, because they're trying to shove their ideology on me and tell me that it's normal when it's not. There was an interview the other day with this new trans person, dude, that's pretending to be a girl, I guess you could call that, and they were interviewing Biden. Somebody sent me the link. I saw it last night. And he, she, it, whatever, comes out and goes, I'm celebrating my 221st day as coming out and being transitioning as into me. And they're talking – they're bringing up all this stupid stuff. And then she makes the comment, whatever it is. And he goes, well, is it okay, President Biden, for states to ban gender-affirming health care? And he goes, no, it's not okay. No states are allowed to ban that. You can't ban gender-affirming health care. And I brought this up a couple weeks ago. And I'm giving you guys the cheat sheet. I'm giving you the heads up of what they're going to start doing to start making people look like they're, again – these unbelievably hardcore neo-Nazi racist grandma killers because you don't want to support gender-affirming healthcare. Gender-affirming healthcare is literally the new poster word for genital mutilation of young adults and children. That's what it means. That's exactly what it means. Or puberty blockers and blocking testosterone and estrogen production and completely ruining your hormone imbalance in your body. Gender-affirming healthcare. It's a new key word, though. Now, I've heard this used on like 8 different articles, and they're repeating it over and over and over again. There's a high probability that they're going to try to put some type of health care bill out and some type of new congressional bill out and try to force states to go along with gender-affirming health care. This is the next phase in trying to normalize gender mutilation and bringing in the entire construct of confusing the younger generation. Like we talked about the other day, a couple weeks ago, I talked to you guys about this in Rome, when they would go in and they would do this to these boys. They'd basically castrate them. They would turn them into eunuchs. They did this all the time. This was not uncommon. It was very, very common behavior back then. They're trying to do that now to make the younger generation so perverted and so polluted that they will have no understanding of right and wrong, of moral values, of ethics, especially biblical values. You can believe that, and it will fall into the realm of exactly what we have been warned about in the Old Testament in Genesis, when every thought of every man was evil all the time because they have been so polluted. This is why they're going after the 4- and 5-year-olds. This is why they're trying to teach this with the 4- and 5-year-olds in school. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. They want to go in and pollute their brain at such an early age that these children will have no construct of right and wrong as they become teenagers. Once you can start changing the way these children think, how they feel, what they perceive things as, and you start telling them all these downright bold-faced perverted lies, it's very, very difficult to change them back into an educated, moral, ethical populace. It's very difficult once you do this for 10, 12 years in the public school system, because by the time they're 18, they're starting to become solidified in who they think they are based on what they've been taught to believe and what they've been taught on who they are. The problem with it is when all they're being taught is lies and perversion, it has a very negative outcome when they start to become grown adults. And that is what they're doing right now. This is why you're seeing this enormous push, this normalization, this transgender cross-dressing, you know, pedophilia being normalized now with these family-friendly gender drag story hours, whatever they're doing with this stuff. And I've told you guys before, just because you slap family-friendly on it doesn't mean it's okay. There's a reason why there's restrictions on certain age groups on what they can see, what they can do, and what they can be exposed to. Yet with this, suddenly, has everybody noticed, drag shows and transvestite shows with grown men exposing themselves suddenly has no age limit. It's suddenly family friendly when it's one of the most perverse things in the world. Why do you think they're doing that? It's to pollute the younger children. But I wanted to bring that up again now because Dad's exactly right on it. With what they're doing right now with the media, the lies, the straight gaslighting. And somebody asked me about this the other day. They were texting me and they were saying, you know, they hear that term a lot and they knew kind of what it meant. And I told them, I said, well, it's a verb. It's a used with an object, gaslighted or to gaslight or gaslighting is to cause a person to doubt his or her sanity through the use of psychological manipulation. That's what the definition of it was, if you guys are curious about it. That's what they're doing. They're constantly telling you, oh, you don't support gender-affirming healthcare? Oh, you racist bigot. I can't believe you don't support gender-affirming healthcare. I can't believe you at all right now. I can't even talk to you anymore that you're like this. You're completely and totally loony that you don't accept gender-affirming healthcare. And all of a sudden, you start looking back and going, well, do I not really support it? That doesn't sound that big of a deal. Why would I not support it? And then you start questioning your own sanity, your own morals, your own ethics, because they continue to gaslight you. Do not fall prey to it, because it's becoming very, very prevalent right now, more than I've ever witnessed it over the last year, because now they realize, just like Kanye West said, they realize that we're not scared of them anymore, and that is a serious problem. What do you think, Dad?
Well, why would we have fear, Austin? There's no fear in Christ Jesus. There's none of that.
Absolutely.
We have power and love. The Bible says, you know, we're not born of a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And that's what we try to teach on the show all the time. That's why we put Jesus into the show all the time, because without Christ, there's no answer to any of this stuff. There's not. But Jesus is the answer, and that's the reason. You know, Kanye West is a Christian. You got to remember that, guys. He calls Jesus Lord. And so he's just now calling these. Now, and I know some of his language is bad. It's probably due to the rapping and all the other stuff he's been involved with his whole life. And I'm not justifying that at all. And I got that. But I'm not going to paint some halo over my head either. Every once in a while, I say a bad word. You say, you say a bad word, Ted? Well, yeah, I say a bad word. Sometimes I get some upset with things. I say bad words on the show. So I'm not going to judge him for that. I was going to say, hey, look, he's pointing out the truth of who the synagogue of Satan is. The only thing he hasn't said yet is synagogue of Satan. He should do that. If I could get in touch with him, I would do that. I would tell him, you need to quote Revelation. They claim to be Jews, but they are not. They are of the synagogue of Satan. And that will really rattle their case, because now he's quoting scripture. That would get them. But, you know, let me say, this is a quote that I found online the other day. It says, it isn't possible to enslave men, basically mentally or socially, if the people are reading the Bible. The principles of the Bible are the groundwork of human freedom. Horace Greeley, 50 to 60 years ago, he said it would have been political suicide for any person to vote for abortion or homosexual rights. But not so now. Why? Because an appalling and horrible thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesize falsely. The priests rule on their own authority. Because our religious leaders have sold out to the god of this world, Satan. And this has brought down the changes that we now have. Remember this. In 1773, the men of Marlborough unanimously said, a free-born people are not required by the gospel of Jesus Christ to submit to tyranny. Now is the time for all Bible-believing, God-fearing to stand and to resist evil for our fight to exist as a people. Because, make no mistake, their plan is to kill every man, woman, and child who believes in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that is the goal. The goal is to behead them through their Noahide laws. Their goal is to sterilize them through their vaccines, which aren't vaccines, through their kill shots. Their goal is to reduce the population and to wipe Jesus from the face of the map. Here's the problem. You can't wipe Jesus from the face of the map, you blithering idiots that are trying to do this. It's through him everything is held together. If you decided to wipe Jesus from the face of the map and Jesus decided to leave, the entire planet would implode, you dummies. Don't you understand that? It's all held together through God and through Christ. I talked about that last week in depth on the show. That's the thing that's so stupid about these people, Austin, is that they want to destroy the very fabric of the universe that holds everything together to create the universe in the image of their serpent god. And they don't seem to understand. The serpent god ain't holding it together. They believe that he is, but he's not. It's stupid, stupid, stupid belief system they have. It's just based on all lies and Satanism and worshiping from Baal and Canaanite religions and all the sick stuff they're involved with in the Zohar. This is the group that thinks that they can remake this whole thing in their image, and they don't even understand that we, human beings, are made in the image of God Almighty, and that's why they want to destroy us. That's why they want to turn us into transgenders. That's why they want to do sexual mutilation on little children, because they're trying to destroy what God made. But in their stupidity, they don't even realize that it's through God and through Jesus the whole thing's held together. And that's the thing that we need to understand as Christians, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Focus. You focus on Jesus. You focus on who he is. You focus on the Holy Spirit. You focus on God Almighty and understand that he's the answer for all of this stuff. Keep praying. And do me a favor, guys. Send this show today to everybody you know. I know you're going to get some blowback from it. I got that. I don't care at this point anymore. And if you don't want to send this show that's telling you this, trying to tie it all together, find a show that you can, that you like, and start promoting it to your entire email list, to your entire Instagram list, to everybody that you know, and start promoting the truth. Gosh, we've got people all over the country listening to this show, all over the world. They need to hear what we talked about today. And they need to talk about who these people were from the Federal Reserve Bank with Otto Kahn and all the rest of this stuff, because I try to cover that every couple of months. Because this is the basis of what they do and how they control us, the Hegelian dialectic, and through the lies that they push through the media that they also control. I love you guys. I appreciate you too. Austin, finish it up, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, once you have a group that starts telling lies to the general public, and this is in any faction, they start telling lies. And they start telling people that they can't talk about the truth. You start saying, well, you can't talk to this person. You can't bring this up about what I say to you. There's no accountability. That's what it comes down to. There's no accountability. Because now you have somebody coming in and saying, well, you can talk about this with me, but you can't talk about this with anybody else. You can't bring this up anywhere else because I don't want anybody else knowing what we're saying together. There's no accountability, and that's exactly what we've seen happen now. Well, we can talk about this on media. We can talk about this on media, but you can't talk about anything else around this topic. And again, Kanye West just proved his exact point of what we've all said. Find out who you can't talk about, and you'll find out who runs the show behind the scenes. Now he's being told that he needs to have all of his concerts canceled and all of his media and all of the songs and everything pulled off, all of Spotify and Apple and his foot, you know, shoe contract killed. This is what happens when you start exposing cockroaches with a flashlight. We live down here in Florida. If anybody's been to Florida, you know it's a swamp. It's like living in a sauna with gnats most of the year. It's actually getting quite nice right now in October, November, which is nice for a change. But if you've ever been out in the woods, we have big old palmetto cockroaches, the big ones, not your normal cockroaches, the big ones that look like they'll survive a nuclear fallout. And they call them palmetto bugs, and they're massive cockroaches. And what's funny is in the daytime, you will be walking around and stuff. You really don't see much of them. But as soon as the nighttime comes out, as soon as the darkness starts coming around, you start putting a big old flashlight, big old floodlight, you'll see them flying around. You'll see them crawling out from underneath the palmetto trees, palmetto shrubs. And all of a sudden, it's because it's nighttime. That's when they come out. That's what these individuals like to do. They hide in the darkness. They use covert means to control things. They do not want people to know who they are. They do not want people to know how much control they have. Once you just want to find out who actually runs everything, just do a simple search on main shareholders of Disney and Amazon and Target and Walmart. It's all Vanguard, State Street, and BlackRock. They're running the show. That's why you don't hear anybody talk about them. You hear Jeff Bezos, the richest man, Elon Musk. they have the individuals that they use as their Hollywood character, so to speak. They're cutouts. They're people that everybody talks about in the media. They're the ones that they make mainly famous so they can use them as the ones that push this topic or push that topic or start this narrative, start that narrative, and control the direction they want it to go. But you don't hear any of these guys from these main firms like this. You don't hear about these guys like the one basically that that Kanye West brought up earlier. You don't hear about these guys coming out on mainstream media and blasting what's going on right now and pushing their communist agenda. Why? Because they're the ones funding it behind the scenes. They don't want to get exposed for doing exactly what they're funding. That is why it is so important you keep getting the truth out there. I saw an article earlier somebody sent me. It was from a funeral director out of New Zealand. And he's saying now that basically 95% of the corpses they've been seeing have received the COVID vaccine within just the last couple weeks. This is from Brenton Faithful. Now, I don't know. I can't verify this. I haven't been to New Zealand and talked to this guy, but this is an article that came out. And he was talking about he hasn't seen this in the last 41 years of being a funeral director. He's saying pretty much everybody, when they pull up their sheet, when they're coming in, they've all been fully injected. But yet nobody's talking about it, asking about why in the world these people are all checking out and having their time cards punched a couple weeks after getting this new shot. Is he accurate? I don't know. I haven't spoke to this guy. But one thing I do know is it's not coincidence anymore. I mean, I've had people email me after email after email. I literally have dozens of emails. I can't even keep up with all of them, of articles and news stories and people that they know of, young adults and teenagers in high school and college students and athletes. It's primarily very common in athletes now. Just sudden adult death syndrome. Perfectly healthy adults, no drugs, no alcohol, nothing strange involved, suddenly just drop dead out of nowhere. Don't know what happened to them. This isn't normal, guys. We can't pretend like it's normal, and we can't act like they didn't do what they did to us for the last 2.5 years and be quiet and silent about it. Keep getting the truth out there. Thank you again for the support of Health Masters. Thank you. If you guys need anything, be sure to check out the product of the week, Magnesium Brain Food, one of our most effective products we have, probably one of the most popular products we have as well. Incredibly good for brain function, cognitive health, synapse function, really, really important product. Has the magnesium thionate. If you guys know anything about that, it's one of the only magnesiums that goes directly through the blood-brain barrier, can help chelate heavy metals. I've also seen it help out with a lot of people that have been having issues with early onset of Alzheimer's and so forth. But again, this is why we do what we do, to try to help people out the best we can. So check out the products online. If you need anything, give us a call. And be sure to vote for what you want to see win. Coming up this Wednesday is Product of the Week. Y'all have a blessed, safe, awesome night, my friends, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.